This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, all across America and around this big old planet. You know, I love motorsports. I love driving fast. I love cars. I love Stephen Cole Smith from Racer.com, Road and Track, Auto Week. He writes for them all. So, Steve, I went to Rockford, Illinois, and I went to the World of Outlaws, which is now the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Cars, I don't know, so on and so forth. It's all Craftsman sponsor and everything. And, you know, I work with Craftsman. It was a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what, the last time I was at a dirt race was when I was about 16, and I'm holding on to the fence, hands through the, you know, the chain link, and the cars came around, and bam, 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 I got hit with a bunch of mud and yuck right in my mouth, and I'm like, that's cool. So, I mean, with all those rules you were just talking about in that last segment that just make, you know, the sports car racing suck, because if I'm driving a Viper and it's going to kick the butt of that four-cylinder whatever, don't put more weight in me and take weight out of him. Let me kick his butt. But that seems like how it is in dirt racing. I mean, you watch some of these guys. They are phenomenal. I don't know if they have the same kind of restrictions there.
They have cubic inch restrictions there. The wing has to be a certain size. They run a spec tire, but there's still a lot of room for diversity inside the World of Outlaws and any kind of sprint cars. Man, it's you know, there's a saying in dirt track racing: if you don't have dirt in your beer, you're not having fun.
That's right.
So that's something I agree on, and it's when I go to all these races, like this weekend, I'll go to Toronto. I'll be kind of looking around for a dirt track race Saturday night. When I go to Edmonton, Alberta, the week after that, I'm going to see if the Castrol track is racing up there. I love to go to those kind of races because,
man, it's raw.
Dirt track racing, I mean, the only truck race NASCAR has that's going to sell out this year is at the Eldora Dirt Track. It's fantastic. And I'll tell you, something about dirt tracks, Tony Stewart, you know, is just biding his time until the end of the year. And even though he won at Sonoma, the race before last, I guess, the road course, he had a press conference on Friday, and it was such a downer. He talked about how miserable he was, how much he hated this, that, like, the drivers couldn't wait to get through so he could go back to dirt track racing. Well, at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where they've got the Brickyard 400 coming up, they built him a little 3/16 mile, a pretty good-sized dirt track, inside the Indianapolis Speedway.
That's awesome.
And the other day, as a, you know, public relations deal, they had him, they had Sarah Fisher, they had Brian Clausen, they had a few other people out there racing on that dirt track. And I tell you, it might be a publicity stunt, but it ain't a bad idea as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, it's funny. You said that he gave this, you know, kind of downer speech about, you know, all the racing and everything. Can't wait to get back to the racetrack, to the dirt track. And he goes out and wins. But now think of that right there. Let's just look at the philosophy. He said, I don't care what happens, so to hell with it. I'm going to just let it fly. And he won. That's
right.
That eye of the tiger thing you got to have. Like, you can't give a damn.
I know. And it's but the idea that the kind of chubby, overweight Tony Stewart won at that track, as opposed to a Daytona or even a Richmond. I mean, he's a hell of a road course racer. There's no question about that. I mean, he almost won a Daytona 24 a few years ago until the car, which was literally repaired with a 2x4, a wooden 2x4, finally gave up and went into the wall in the last few laps. The guy is a master at any kind of track, but that, you know, I'm glad I didn't bet, because I don't know what the odds in Vegas were
on
Tony Stewart winning Sonoma, but I think he could have made some money.
God, that's funny. What is your favorite kind of racing? I mean, when you're talking about, you know, oval racing or road course or dirt or F1, I mean, if you put them all in a big pile, which one would you pick out and say, I'm going to kick this
one? You
nailed
it, man. World of Outlaws or any kind of dirt sprint car racing, because there's so much science that goes into it. I love pavement racing, but as you watch that track, the night you were there, that thing's changed every lap.
Oh,
it goes,
I know,
from wet to what they call dry slick when the rubber comes down on it. You know, the groove moves up or it moves down.
Right.
Asphalt track pretty much stays the same. It gets hotter and colder, but the guys who can read a dirt track, I mean, those are the masters. I mean, you talk to Jeff Gordon, the toughest racing he ever did and the kind of races he hardly ever won was the World of Outlaws.
It's so funny. And while I was there, I mean, the smell of the dirt, The whole thing, and this was a, listen, you know, Rockford is not a dirt track. They put the dirt down over the asphalt.
No kidding.
So, yeah, right? So it was amazing. But, I mean, everything brought back so many memories of when I had my go-kart and I put knobby tires on. I went down to the tractor store, got some little knobby tires, and used to terrorize my dad's little orchard we had. And, I mean, my dad one time came up and he says to me, what happened to all my trees? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I had a little rainstorm. We had a mud orchard. Every tree in there was covered with mud. It was because I was terrorizing it. Man, that took me back to my childhood. All right, stay with us.
We got to do that. We got to do that one of those days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll see. I'll talk. I met the CEO of the World Outlaws. Great guy, Brian Carter. Cool. We'll talk to him. All right, let me take a little break. Come back and talk more of motorsports with Stephen Cole Smith. We're going to talk about the Corn 300. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.